You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for you, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Vons for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Vons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Vons.com/4U for program details. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remegipan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I have her back on, Sonia Greenfield. Yes, she is the director of writer management and editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a website that's dedicated to discussing the National Football League from a woman's perspective. I have Sonya back on the program to discuss her Detroit Lions. The Lions won their first game of the 2021 NFL season, beating the Minnesota Vikings. On the program, we discussed the Lions beating the Minnesota Vikings. We also discussed the Lions' offense and defense. We discussed Detroit's next game against the Denver Broncos. Also, we discussed some other things discussing the Lions and their victory beating the Minnesota Vikings. Sonya is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezepan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Safeway for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Now streaming on Peacock.
Deep in the woods stands a lone door.
What's behind the door? Nightmares. Your worst.
Time to fight your demon.
Who are you?
I'm a weapon.
That girl is a cold soul killer.
I'm gonna end this thing.
Are you like the Terminator?
The Girl in the Woods. A brand new series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town.
He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Star Market for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/4U for program details.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Do you dream of partridges in a pear tree? Are you satisfied with a single Christmas cookie? Nuh-uh, honey. At Piper Lou, we're dreaming of holidays that are actually fun. If you're drinking a bottle of wine to celebrate the alcohol holidays, you're a Piper Lou gal. Shop PiperLou.com for fun, sassy stocking stuffers, like a What's Up Grinch's wine mug, a resting Grinch face raglan, or Jolly Juice tumbler. Visit PiperLou.com and use code Santa for 40% off your purchase. PiperLou.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
So on family road trips, we like to keep our food and fuel stops to one. And you know, like, that's right off the highway. And the one everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America. We find all kinds of food and drink choices there. Plus quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. You could say we prefer all-inclusive accommodations wherever we visit, including TA. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town.
He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Staples helps small businesses print big. The print advisors at Staples sweat the details and quality of every project. That's what they call their print big promise. They're committed to getting your print job right every time, to treating your small business like a big deal and making it come to life, and to giving you expert guidance from start to finish. And now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more at Staples. Offer ends January 1st.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of. Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
You're on the highway, and you see the red and blue TA sign. Quick, what comes to mind?
Tremendous assortment in TA's convenience store.
TA? Totally appetizing food and drinks.
Thoroughly accessible place to fuel up?
TA. It stands for Travel Centers of America.
Amazon is changing the way we think about TVs. Say hello to the Amazon Fire TV Omni series, a new 4K ultra-high definition smart TV with Dolby Vision and hands-free Alexa. This is Amazon's first hands-free TV with all your favorite Fire TV and Alexa features now in one TV. You can stream all of your favorite content, shows, music, and more. The Amazon Fire TV Omni series is available in a variety of sizes and competitive prices in store at Best Buy or at Amazon.com.
There's Hawkinson inside.
Here we go.
Goff from the gun to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown.
Here by Dantzler. He did it earlier and gave the cushion. Huge cushion there. Excuse me, that was what?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And yeah, you heard it right. The Detroit Lions win their first game of the 2021 NFL season. That was quarterback Jared Goff. He threw the game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown to give the Lions their first victory of the 2021 NFL season as they beat the Minnesota Vikings. Matter of fact, this was the Lions' first victory since December the 5th of last season when they beat the Chicago Bears. And to talk more about this game and also some other stuff dealing with the Lions, we want to welcome her back to the program, a very familiar voice that brings us all the insight dealing with her Detroit Lions. She is a director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North and the NFC East for Our Turf Football, which is the site dedicated to covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective. Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Welcome back. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yes, and we're glad to have you back. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And you're back under some very, very pleasant circumstances. The Detroit Lions have won their first game of the 2021 NFL season. Give me your takeaways from Detroit's victory over the Minnesota Vikings.
It wasn't a dominant game, I would say, but it was a good game. And I had a feeling, you know, going into the week, I was like, this could be their game. You know, the Vikings are a little bit in shambles. All these injuries with the Vikings, I said, you know, and it's been an emotional week in Michigan and in Detroit because of the community of Oxford. And so, you know, I just had this feeling. But, you know, these guys get out there, they play with some heart, they, you know, they come up with some really creative plays, and they got the win. I mean, and it was like they were fighting for this win. Like this was good. This was really good. I think, you know, they felt it and they wanted it. And not that they haven't wanted it in the past, but I think this was just a little different. It just had a different feel to it, you know?
Yeah, and indeed had a different feel to it, as you mentioned, because of the emotional impact of what transpired during the week with the terrible school shooting, the tragedy that had happened in Oxford, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. And we're gonna get back into that in just a minute, but I want to start off with just the offense and defense in this game. Jamal Williams was really I thought was one of the X factors in the Lions getting a victory over the Vikings. Of course, DeAndre Swift was out with a shoulder injury, so Jamal Williams, the former Green Bay Packer, came in and did his part running and receiving. Well, he didn't do much receiving, but he did his part running
right.
The ball, getting 17 carries for 71 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Jamal's play in this game against the Vikings.
You know, it's really, truly a next man up mentality. And, you know, just getting in there and just grinding. And that's, you know, that's what we like to see. And, you know, it's good that they are still going with the run game, even if DeAndre is out. I mean, again, we don't have the best receivers. But, you know, leaving in that run game and just really, you know, pounding the ball. And I don't think that's one thing that they're really trying to lean on. And, you know, DeAndre Swift is, you know, truly a very good running back. But and I think that, you know, them focusing more on running the ball this year has really obviously paid off, I think, now, finally.
All right, and speaking of also paying off, the receivers paid off in this one. Last time we talked about T.J. Hockenson. Well, T.J., he got a touchdown in his game and a goal along with four catches for 49 yards. Just give me your thoughts on T.J.'s play and the win against the Vikings.
Again, I think this is kind of just more Dan Campbell being creative now that he's taking over controlling the play calling and, you know, getting the tight ends involved. I mean, he is a former tight end, and he's got one of the better tight ends in the league, if I do say so myself. And, you know, let's use him. Let's use him and just get him out there. And I loved it. And, you know, I love seeing that. And they got the other tight end involved as well. So, yeah, it's a good thing, and I'm loving it.
Indeed, yeah. Last time we had you on the program, we talked a little bit about TJ and was just saying that he's up there, probably one of the most underrated tight ends in the league. Put him up there with Travis Kelce and George Kittle and Rob Gronkowski. Yeah, absolutely. And also you could put Hunter Henry in the mix as well and Darren Waller. And I want to stay with more on the receiving core for a moment. Josh Reynolds, again, the former Ram, four catches, 69 yards, played his part in this win. Give me your thoughts on Josh's play in this game.
Again, very solid, very good. You know, relying some on the pass is very good, but he did a wonderful job, I think, you know, just coming up with some key plays to keep drives going and things like that. So I think that he did really well, and you love to see him, you know, getting involved in the game and, you know, kind of, again, being a little bit creative and spreading out that offense. And so, you know, I loved it.
Awesome. Indeed, I know you loved it. And I got to ask you, speaking of loving, do you love the name Amon-Ra?
I do love the name Amon-Ra.
Do you know the origins of the name Amon-Ra?
I want to say, please do not quote me, but I want to say it has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Amon-Ra is a god known. Yeah, absolutely right. Amon-Ra is a god known to the Egyptians as titles such as the Supreme God was truly someone who Egyptians dared not to offend. And as you said, Sonia, Amon-Ra was known as Ra, who was recognized as the sun god. He not only created himself, but he was the creator of the entire universe. Well, I should say not just the NFL universe, but the Michigan universe paid attention to Amon-Ra St. Brown for scoring that game-winning touchdown. But not just he was the leading receiver for the Lions. 10 catches, 86 yards. Give me your thoughts on Amon-Ra and his play in this game.
Just, you know, just being at the right spot at the right time. Jared Goff, like, surgically being able to get that ball to him. And just, yeah. And just, you know, in these days when everything can go so wrong with the Lions, he was right there, and it was just him, and he wanted it, and he called game. And, you know, you do want to see, like, 100-yard performances and things like that and multiple TDs and stuff, but sometimes it's just the little things, and Amon-Ra is doing the little things, and, you know, little things soon turn into big things. So that's what you like to see. That's at least what I love to see.
Absolutely, and someone that played big in the clutch moments of the game, Jared Goff. Again, there's been a lot of criticism about him this year, Sonia, but he came through in the clutch, getting the game-winning touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared finished completing 25 out of 41 passes for 296 yards, three touchdown passes, and an interception. Give me your thoughts on Jared's play in this game against the Vikings.
You know, this was his game. I think this was kind of like, in a way, his coming out a little bit here in Detroit, because we all knew, you know, he was a decent quarterback. He wasn't, you know, I don't think he's, you know, Aaron Rodgers level, obviously, or something like that. But he's at least a serviceable quarterback that got his team to a Super Bowl. And that's what we were waiting to see here in Detroit. And I think we finally got some of Super Bowl Jared, if you will. So that was just really good to see. He looked a little bit more confident, a little bit more sure-footed out there. And, again, I don't know if it was because of the emotional things surrounding the game this week, but he just, you know, he just felt like he wanted it. He was tearful at his post-game press conference. And so I think it just meant good to see him, and he wanted it. And I saw a different Jared out there, and I liked that.
Yeah, rightfully so. He seemed, like you said, he looked like Super Bowl Jared, playoff Jared out there, and he did his contribution. There you go, playoff Jared. That's right, and he handled his business in that last-minute drive during the game-winning touchdown pass. I want to move along to the other side of the ball, and Charles Harris on the defensive side had 2 sacks in this game, and Julian Okwara had a sack in this contest. Give me your thoughts on Charles and Julian and their play in the game.
Sack nasty, you know, that's usually what they call Saginaw. But no, I just like seeing them get after the quarterback and get after Kirk Cousins. Sacks are always a good thing in my book. Opposing quarterback, not my quarterback. But they did a great job. And I think that Minnesota's offensive line was a little bit, you know, a little bit banged up, a little bit not prepared, I think. But they came through those two guys came through and made some key plays and taking down Kirk Cousins. You know, sometimes you don't know which Kirk is going to show up. And so I think they just took advantage of iffy Kirk showing up and, you know, just made some good plays. And you love to see it.
All right, and then the leading tackler on the defensive side was Tracy Walker. He had 8 tackles. Tracy was all over the place doing his thing. Give me your thoughts on Tracy and his play against the Vikings.
The defense is just balling. And, you know, I know that it hasn't always, obviously, it hasn't turned out the way we wanted. But, you know, Tracy Walker has been just really good out there. And he just stepped up and just wanted it too. And I think that, you know, he looked really good out there making plays, making the tackles that were needed, and, you know, again, getting some key stops. So it's all coming together. And, you know, the offense is feeding off the defense, I think, at least, you know, from my standpoint. But, yeah, and you just love to see it. And Tracy Walker is just right there in the mix and, you know, one of those key defensive players.
All right, and then I want to get now into the head coach, Dan Campbell. It has been, I can't use the word because tough is a word that's an understatement for the year that he's had this year. But nevertheless, Detroit wins the game. They beat the Vikings. What's the Lions fans, what is the Lions fans' current stance on Coach Campbell?
Everybody is happy for him. Everybody is happy for him. They wanted this just as badly as he did, if not more. I will say after the Chicago game on Thanksgiving, lots of people, were no longer going to give him, you know, this is your first year, you kind of get a pass. I think that mentality was gone after the Chicago game. And so it was just, you know, come on, let's do this, prove them wrong. And so he was able to do that. And I think people are very excited because they knew that this was coming. And they knew that it wasn't going to be, you know, that we weren't going to be like 10-7 or something like that. They knew that it was going to be, we all knew it was going to be a long haul. But they like the change that Dan Campbell is trying to bring about and the change in culture and the change in mentality and the toughness that, you know, he wants the team to display. And I think we saw that on Sunday. And, you know, he's a player's coach. And I think that really relates to the fans. He's played in Detroit in the past. So, you know, we know that he gets that blue-collar, let's go to work mentality. And so you know, fans are just excited that he got that first win off his back. And, you know, I think, yeah, everybody is happy for him.
Awesome. And, you know, as I know a lot of people, I know not just the Lions are happy, but the fans are happy because you talked about it earlier, Sonia, that at the beginning of the interview, that what a week it had been for that whole area, just with the tragic school shooting that happened in Oxford, and people were just still reeling from it. And as you said, you could feel something was bound to happen. How had Lions fans and just people in the area dealt with those events during the week leading up to the game and the win against the Vikings?
You know, it was really tragic, obviously. Brought about lots of questions, lots of, I won't say debate, but definitely a lot of questions. And it was just, you know, what can we do? How can we help? You know, this is not truly who we are as a community. And, you know, anytime a tragedy like this strikes you, it also reminds you that this is just a game. And it's not, you know, this isn't truly life or death. This is just a game. But also people use this game to escape and use this game to, you know, just burn off energy and just, you know, for a few hours, forget about the tough things that are going on. And so if the Lions could be a part of that, if the Lions could, you know, do whatever to help the families, help the victims, help, you know, the school, help anything, that's what they were going to do, because truly this is a community. We are all one big family, if you will. And so, you know, the Lions are a part of that. And Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, the whole team just want to continue to support that. And they were going to come out and do what they could. And they got the win.
All right. Absolutely, and they did walk away with a win. And congratulations again to not only the Lions, but just the people in that area that were definitely still reeling from that tragic incident. And hopefully it brought hope to them and brought hope to the organization as well as the Detroit Lions win their first game of the season, beating the Minnesota Vikings. All right, Sonia, let's move along now to the next game that the Lions are going to have. And they have to travel to Denver to take on the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos have a sour taste in their mouth after being embarrassed on Sunday night this past week by the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's start off with Detroit's defense for a moment. Teddy Bridgewater, again, is no slouch by any means of the imagination. Could get it done with his arm or he could get it done with his legs. What do you think the Lions defense need to do to contain Teddy as well as Denver's running game and also Denver's receivers such as Jerry Jeudy?
They have some pretty big receivers. Jerry Jeudy, I think they had they don't have KJ Hamler, but they have some pretty solid receivers and a decent offense. I think Kansas City's defense was very suffocating last night, as we saw. And while I love Detroit's defense, they're not as suffocating as the Kansas City defense was to the Broncos last night. So I think that they will definitely be able to hopefully contain Teddy Bridgewater. This is one of those games that, you know, Teddy could go, you know, 17 for 50 with, you know, 200 yards and 3 INTs, or he could light it up, because that's just how he is. That's just unfortunately how the Lions are. But I feel that this defense is now inspired. They've gotten their first win. They got that monkey off their back. And Denver isn't the greatest team. I mean, they're there in the hunt in their division, but they're still not strong. And if they can get after Teddy Bridgewater, who, God bless him, is probably the best option that they have in Denver. But he's still not the greatest. And so I think that this Lions offense could be able to step up to him and, you know, really kind of limit him, interrupt his passes, Yeah, I think that the Detroit front line or their Detroit defensive line can really kind of get after him a little bit. So I'm thinking that they'll be able to at least contain him.
Awesome. All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, Detroit's offense. We've seen what Jared Goff did in the win last week, in the win against the Vikings, also Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamal Williams, running the ball solidly. So I got to ask you, what do you think Detroit's offense needs to do to get points against Denver's defense? Because Denver's defense, they have a few bright spots on their defense with Bradley Chubb and also Shelby Harris. Also, they got Ronald Darby in the mix as well as Justin Simmons. So what do you think, Sonya, Detroit's offense needs to do to get points on the board against Denver's defense?
Ground and pound. I think they just need to really just run the ball. They've got – Denver, like you said, has some playmakers. And, you know, one bad throw from Goff could, you know, get him a pick six or something like that. But I think if they just keep it on the ground and just kind of, again, continue to be creative with the play calls, get the tight ends involved, I think then that that the Lions will be able to get a victory, their second victory. The road hasn't always been good to the Lions, but, you know, I think if they're able to get it on the ground, keep Teddy Bridgewater on the bench, I think that the offense can get it done.
All right, fair enough. And I want to stay just with where the game's going to be played at in Denver. Denver, of course, it's known for the altitude. It's over 5,000 feet above sea level. Do you think the altitude will affect the play of the Lions on both sides of the ball?
You know, it's been a long time since they've been out there as a team. And so, again, I think it just might, you know, just take a little bit of getting used to and just remembering how the ball can sail and get away from you if you're not careful. Hopefully it shouldn't take too much from them. The road in general has not been good to the Lions, regardless of where they play. But I think that added touch of the altitude and being a mile high above above sea level, I think that can kind of play into it a little bit. Like I said, especially because it's been a while since they've been to Denver. But hopefully they'll be able to get out there, kind of get used to it and acclimated, and then go from there.
All right. And then, you know, one of the cool things about not just a football game, but just any sporting event is tailgating. And I got to ask you this, Sonya. I got to ask you, what foods are served at a Detroit Lions tailgate?
Oh, well, usually what people have at tailgates, wings. You got a lot of people bringing in, I would say, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that, pretty basic stuff. But also, you know, sometimes they jazz it up. Sometimes they, you know, people bring ribs, things like that, chicken wings. But mostly it's hamburgers, hot dogs. Occasionally a pizza every now and then. You got Pizza Popolis not too far from the stadium. So, yeah, you've got a good mix of foods there, just basic American-type stuff.
Okay, well, what type of foods do you enjoy eating at a tailgate?
Goodness, I pretty much whatever is there. I like hamburgers. I like hot dogs. I like wings. I like ribs. I love a good tailgate. Also, you know, some people do themes, like tailgate themes. Like, for instance, sometimes they'll do like a mini, like, Thanksgiving dinner or mini breakfast, stuff like that. And I'm always going to eat breakfast. So if you're going to serve up like a brunchy kind of breakfast tailgate, I'm there because I love breakfast.
All right. Fair enough. You heard it from Sonya Greenfield. She enjoys breakfast and then definitely enjoyed the Detroit Lions win over the Minnesota Vikings. So, again, Sonya, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody, again, what you do at Our Turf Football.
Yeah, sure. So I usually write or, you know, report on the NFC North and the NFC East. The NFC East is starting to heat up and get a little crazy out there, and I love it. And so, of course, the NFC North I talk about, too. And then there's four of us, really, and we cover all the NFL, and we talk about, you know, everything. We talk about, you know, coaches. We talk about scandals. We talk about players' plays. You know, who's surprising everybody. Yeah, we have our podcast. Our podcast will be on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe. Go to YouTube and then search Our Turf Football, and you're there and can subscribe. Let's see. Yeah, that's really what we do. We just love talking football.
Awesome. And then again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find Our Turf on social media, and any websites you want to let the listeners know about, let them know about that.
Okay, sure, yeah. So you can always find me on Twitter at mom, the number 3, RN. Again, Our Turf Football at Our Turf SB. On Twitter, and we've got updates throughout the day. We've got game day updates, things like that. And then let's see what else. You can also find Our Turf on YouTube, like I said, Our Turf Football. And then make sure you subscribe so you can catch our podcast every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Yeah, so we're just out there.
Awesome, and you heard it from her. She's Sonia Greenfield. She's the director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. It's a cool website where you get the NFL covered from a woman's perspective, and, of course, a happy Lions fan. Sonia, thank you so much once again for being on the program. If ever you want to come back on, you know, just feel free to let us know.
I was about to say, you know, just reach out. And that was great because as soon as that clock hit zero, you were right there. So, of course, I'm going to be there. So, yeah.
Solid.
Whenever
thanks
you
again.
Need me, I'm there.
Got solid.
Right.
Thank you so
take
much.
Care.
Thank you. You too. We'll be back with more right after this.
Okay.
Here's Hawkinson inside. Here we go. Stop from the gun.
Staples helps small businesses print big. The print advisors at Staples sweat the details and quality of every project. That's what they call their print big promise. They're committed to getting your print job right every time, to treating your small business like a big deal and making it come to life, and to giving you expert guidance from start to finish. And now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more at Staples. Offer ends January 1st.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield. Sonia is the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Check out the wonderful website at Our Turf Football, OurTurfFB.com, and it's Our Turf FB on Twitter. It's a great website that covers the National Football League from a woman's perspective. And until next time, remember, I'm Ed Robinson. Put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.